Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Technology exists to make our lives easier.
Yeah, yeah.
And boy, howdy, has it.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy, think of how much better we have it than your dad did.
Oh, sure.
When it comes to saving time, not having to do annoying little tasks.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a negative to technology, too.
What's the negative?
Well, look, I'm not talking about things like data getting stolen or physical ailments.
Yeah.
I mean something more simple. Because, Tommy, as your friend, I promise you, if you go and get one of these, we are finally going to lose you forever.
Isn't that the point?
The goal is what we're looking for. You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, Kimmy, Tommy comes in the other day.
Yeah.
And he's all excited because he's about to jump on the new technology wave of 9 years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
What's your plan, Tommy?
Apple Watch. I need a new phone.
Yeah.
So I figured I'm going to get the watch, too, because everybody's got it. And every time I ask people about their watch, you guy, one of the people, they rave on it.
Okay, so
they love this watch.
So what do you want the watch for?
For my steps.
Okay.
My heart.
Okay.
My health. I'm old.
All right, so you don't
I'm
want
on a million pills right now.
All right. So you want to be able to track all of your
track
health
all
metrics.
My stuff, my blood pressure every time I see your face.
Okay.
Hey, we're going up again.
The Apple Watch is very popular.
Yeah.
I mean, I got one. I'm cooler than you. Kimmy, your husband has one.
Yep.
Right? But there is a dark side to the Apple
Watch. The dark watch?
No, I'm telling you, man, knowing you.
Dark side is there to an Apple
bro,
Watch.
Bro, I know you, and I know what you're
your
about to.
Your addictive personality.
Bingo! Tell him, Kimmy.
Well, I'm going to be checking the time.
Well, you guys are, once that Apple Watch goes on your wrist, it is now a part of you. It is an extension of you. It never comes off. You're going to be constantly connected to everything. I mean, if you're not already on your phone all the time, this is another way you're going to be doing that.
Right.
Always checking it.
Kimmy's
every
right.
Every time it beeps at you, you're going to be looking down.
She's 100% right. First off, you are never unplugged from your phone.
No. Mm.
It is impossible to put your phone down and walk away from it.
Yeah.
Because it is every call, text, notification buzzes on your wrist. Boom. Blah, blah, blah. And if you have a hard time disconnecting now, which you do, because the second we go to commercial, you jump on your phone and get on Instagram or watch videos of old comedians Kimmy's never heard of before, it's going to make it 1,000 times
but
worse.
But it doesn't do this. I mean, you can't really watch stuff on your phone, right?
Well, you don't have.
On your watch, you mean?
What? I mean, on the watch.
Yeah,
on
the Apple Watch. Yeah, no, you can't watch videos. Well, can you get with the newer ones? Can you watch
videos?
Not
sure.
Okay.
Great question.
That's not the point.
They got one of the big old adult, like old man dials, too, is cool.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
No, you really see it.
But the bigger issue here.
What's the bigger issue?
Is why you actually want the watch. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Apple Watch is great. It offers you stuff to track your health.
Yeah.
Right?
And I got the bad health.
There you go. Calories. The minutes you exercise during the day. The steps you take. You put in your height and your weight if you don't have one. And it sets goals for you to accomplish every day.
Yeah.
And they make it like a little video game, Tommy. These rings that you have to close. You've seen the rings?
Yeah, what they call like fitness rings or something?
Something like that. Yeah. It tracks how many days you close them. And then it tracks how many you close them in a row. And based on how many days you close them in a row, it starts to give you little medals.
Okay.
So I initially got my Apple Watch just to wear when I worked out, like as a Fitbit.
Yeah. And are you working out?
Then I wore it, Kimmy, a couple of times during the day to see how many calories I burned and steps I took just being me.
Yeah.
And now there is nothing on God's green earth that will stop me from closing all of my rings every single day.
Well, that's just good. It pushes you, which is a good thing for your health.
I have an over 500-day streak of closing every ring.
Are we just doing this whole bit so you could just brag right now?
No, here's what I'm trying to tell you.
I have 500 days I closed my ring.
Give me your husband.
I have no idea. I don't know. I mean, I know he wears it all the time.
I'm telling you, he's got the same streak going.
I don't know about the rings thing.
I am not telling you this to brag. I'm telling you this because it has made me a psycho.
It's an obsession.
I have climbed up and down my stairs at my house at 10 o'clock at night to ensure that I get the calories I need to close my ring. Yeah. I'm telling you, and I know I'm not alone. I know the people out there.
Well, I can't take a lot of steps with my knees.
Well, you're going to...
Yeah, blew them out when you were in your 20s.
I do have friends that share that information with each other.
So I have one of those friends. Just did it.
No, I mean... I mean, like, they'll get notifications when, like, their friend closes a ring.
Wait, they share ring info?
I don't know how it works, but I know like, they'll congratulate the other one on, like, certain accomplishments.
I don't have one. It exists so you can hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can be ring buddies.
You can. You guys could both be ring buddies.
Chubby chasers.
I want you to mark this audio right now.
All right.
Because he's telling me the first time I've ever brought up having an Apple Watch on the show that I'm being a dick. You will be in... Sufferable.
Yeah,
we're going to have to hear about all the steps you got, how many exercise minutes you did. Guys, I'm burning 400 calories a day just being me.
This is going to suck so I can't wait to get it.
I'm more worried about other things that can go wrong here.
Like what?
Like the accidental, I don't even know what you call it. The butt dial, but it wouldn't really be a butt dial. It would be in just the accidental texts or calls you're going to send out via
your
Apple
Watch. Make a
Watch.
Phone call from your watch
yes.
and then talk into your watch?
Yes, like Dick Tracy.
Man, all right. Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Here's the problem, though. When you hold down the dial, like Siri comes up. So if you start talking, if I were to go like, hey, call my wife, right? It'll call my wife.
Right.
We've talked about this on the air. My biggest fear is if my wife and I are getting romantic, that I accidentally set off my Apple Watch and I'm calling somebody in the middle of it.
Yeah, but you would have to like, because Siri does it?
Well, yeah, or I,
push the button.
I'm right-handed. I'm left-handed, sorry. Wear it on my right hand.
Oh.
So it touches the button with my big fat wrist. Bro, I'm telling you, man, this is a bad idea. Tommy butt dials me with his regular phone, which is impossible.
I think I did it back to back.
I am going
to
get 5 calls a day from your stupid Apple
Watch.
That'd
be nice. We'll catch up.
No, I don't want to
I'll tell you about my ring.
You know how you have that fear? I check my phone all the time. Like, if I am really, really crap talking somebody and I am like deep in gossip with another person, I have this fear, like to your point, like Siri or something on my phone is going to pick up that I keep saying this person's name and it's going to call or text them and they can hear everything I'm saying. Like, that is a fear of mine. I can't imagine having the Apple Watch. I'd constantly be looking at it while
I'm talking. Well, thank God I don't talk crap.
Yeah,
I'm not a big
God.
Crap talker. I don't talk behind people's back.
Uh-huh.
Give it a week. He will accidentally...
You're going to get both of us in trouble.
Yes, he is.
Well, how?
This is a terrible idea. I'm telling you, man.
I'm getting it Friday. Going down to the watch store.
Don't do it.
Getting a new phone. Get a new fancy phone, new fancy watch. Be just like you guys. Keep traffic... It'll do my pills and everything.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the knowledge that Tommy Mule will be getting an Apple Watch on Friday... I think we all have technology that actually makes our life harder. Because when you buy that piece of technology, or it gets assigned to you from work or whatever, you get excited about all the things it'll be able to do for you.
Yeah.
Until one day, you come to the realization that you can no longer function without it.
It's also a pain in the ass when it goes down.
Yeah, because you don't know how to live without it.
Because like everything in your house now is on Wi-Fi, so when the Wi-Fi goes down...
Yep.
Nothing works in your house.
Yes.
Though.
No,
you
you're right.
You're not connected to anything.
You're absolutely right. You start to panic, even though you don't really need to be connected to everything.
No, but you forget it's not there.
I know.
It's like when the power goes out and you're still flipping light switches.
And like the most cruel part of this technology that you now realize.
Oh, getting beat up by your friends at work.
Oh, is your butt hurt? Because old man got excited about technology that came in 9 years ago.
My butt hurts for many reasons.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
The cruelest part of this, once you realize that the technology that you're leaning on is doing more harm than good, It's already too late.
Yeah, you can't.
But you need
you can't
it.
Go backwards.
It's a future.
You don't need the watch.
Everybody's going to have this watch.
Look, I don't need this watch.
Yeah, I have been actively trying to not use the watch.
I'm telling you right now, this watch is going to be like the ultimate thing. Like, you won't need anything. That watch, you'll get on a plane, you scan it, and you go. Everything. You're going to vote on your watch.
Shut.
I'm telling you, you laughed.
Okay.
You could buy your little scooter on your watch.
Okay.
You already
you just
can.
Wave, yeah, you just wave
that.
Your watch,
yeah, that,
go scoot.
That's existed for like 7 years.
Yeah,
you can
see?
Do that with your phone, too, by the way.
Oh, my God. I'm just idiot. Hey, why don't we do this thing called planes where we put people in the sky and get to places faster?
That would be a great idea.
I feel bad for people like Pat and probably family members of yours that also have the watch because you're going to be questions guy. Like, you're going to rely on everybody else.
Oh, excuse me for bothering
you
with a little information.
Instead of, like, you know, asking the questions up front, you're going to wait for everybody else to show
you how
to use it. You
know what you are? You're an info snob. Because you got a little information and you're going to hang me with it.
I'm not. I have no information.
Idiot boy, need help with your watch?
I can't help you at all.
Dangle it in front of you. Oh, I could help you, but that's so bad.
I actually can't help you.
You know how to use the watch.
I'm not going to be affected as much as other people.
You know how to use the watch.
I've never had the watch.
You're going to get it. How many you got?
I have a watch I never wear. It's my husband's old watch.
Well, that thing's going to look like a hula hoop on
you. She wears it like a collar.
That's why I don't wear it. It's like too bulky on my wrist. It bothers me.
But buy a woman one.
I don't want to.
I am wearing it.
I'm holding out. I'm sure maybe one day I'll have one, and you guys can make fun of me for having it. But for right now.
You won't be able to get on a plane.
But for right now, I'm living without one, and I'm okay with that.
We'll be able to shop.
Look, heads up, too. When you go buy it,
yeah,
they're going to try and sell you on the bigger ones. I got the tiniest one. And it works great.
No, I need the bigger dials.
No,
so I can see
it. Dainty little wrist.
No, they make a one. It's like this big.
Bro, I got thick wrist. It works perfect.
Well, he might need the bigger screen.
I need the bigger screen.
To see. Yeah,
no, I got cataracts.
Okay.
And I got the glaucoma.
Bro, you're going to look like an idiot with that giant watch on your arm.
And I got the droopy lids.
You don't know how to use it.
And I can't see out of this one eye.
Bill writes us on Instagram. You know, you made fun of me. You guys said I was crazy for what I just said about the watch. Bill writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, my daughter will be out at dinner and suddenly start waving her arm so the watch thinks she's not just sitting down. I don't know who she's trying to fool. So your watch will measure how many minutes you stand.
It'll remind you to stand up.
Every hour, you have to stand up X amount of minutes to get that hour to close the ring.
Get your ring.
You do. You got it. Bro, Kimmy, mark all. I can't wait. I cannot effing wait. Oh, no, I didn't close my rings today. That's me and you now. We're psychos, man.
Ring buddies.
Yeah, you guys are going to be sharing info.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
You're going to text each other, hey, Tommy, time to stand up. Tommy, got to get that ring closed today.
Do you think you could go technology backwards?
No.
I mean,
give
get
stuff
rid of
up.
It?
Yeah.
No.
All right, so
how could you?
Let's walk through this here. The cell phone is so common now that it's just an afterthought.
Yeah, like, it's an appliance.
You assume everybody in the planet has a cell phone. And if you were to meet someone that did not have a cell phone, you would think something was seriously wrong.
Well, you do run into them old guys. I've had the same phone for 20 years. It's good enough. I don't get texts and I don't get the internet.
But they still have a phone.
Yeah. But they point out, they make it, they have to point it out to you that they don't have it.
Yeah, look, that guy's a douche. I agree with you.
Yes. But there's a lot of douches out there.
But they're still connected. Could you give up the cell phone and go back to just a landline?
Oh, no. No. God, no.
All right, let's walk through the negatives.
Just the entertainment you get on your phone.
Let's walk through the negatives versus the positives.
All right,
the negatives are pretty obvious, right? In an emergency, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You can't Google anything or watch something when you're out and about or bored, right? If you want to check prices for other stores when you're shopping, not that you would do that anyway.
Mm.
And you wouldn't be able to see where your spouse or kids are if they're out doing something, which is very comforting.
And just getting around with directions in your map.
You're right.
It's awesome.
All of those are negatives.
You don't get lost.
You're right. But the benefits, you get to live your life in the moment without the cell phone. You don't have to talk to anyone you don't want to because you wouldn't know they called.
Like, I lived in the moment. The moment sucked.
Your moment.
It wasn't all that great.
It would also potentially give you your imagination back.
Remember? I don't want it. I never wanted it in the first place. It was just full of, like, dirty pictures and stuff.
But there was a time.
Was that a dirty picture time?
Where you could sit in a chair at a doctor's office for 10 minutes and drift away to a scenario that was entertaining in your head.
Or you could read Popular Mechanics.
Or that. I know you could.
Or Look Magazine.
I don't remember the last
time. Let me see what Cher is up to today.
When's the last time you used your imagination?
Or just got lost in thought?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody does.
No, I cannot remember the last time I legitimately.
You do. You and I both do. We create stupid stories. I got caught talking to myself upstairs yesterday.
Okay, yeah, you did.
Okay.
You
maybe
you
wouldn't
too.
Do that if you had your Apple Watch, though. That's Because you would think you're right. Like if you go for a walk or something and you try to disconnect. But now with that Apple Watch buzzing at you every few minutes,
but it also, but
I
it
mean,
also,
that kind of takes you out of that.
But it also makes the walk go faster, right? Because now you're like involved in something. Because sometimes when you go for a walk, it starts to suck. Just walking.
The Apple Watch has made walks more frustrating for me. Because you think you're walking longer than you are. And then you look down and it's like, I've only burned this many
calories. Well, you got to get your hustle on, buddy. Yeah. You got to close that ring. Hey, can you do your music on the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you didn't have any questions. Oh, you think I don't know?
Here we go. Dangle the information. So I can listen to my music. Right?
Oh, I don't know. You said you didn't need help. He said he didn't need help.
No, I do need help. But when
no,
I asked you guys.
No, you just said, you think I'm dumb. I don't know. Why don't you go ask the guy? Because you don't
Oh, I will ask
us.
The guy. You know, I'll ask him.
Good. What was your question?
Can I listen to my music on my Apple Watch?
I just told you I'm not going to tell you. You got to go ask the guy at the store, stupid.
I'll Google it.
It depends on what one you get.
Oh, does it?
Okay, see, this is why I'm not going to help you.
You see, nope, I have this watch, but you need to this
I'm going to say...
I have the cheapest version. I can't play music just off my watch.
It would come, you have to have your phone near your watch.
But there are watches you can buy that also function as like a phone.
That's the one.
Separately.
Yeah.
No, but there's no need.
I can kick out my jams.
No, but you can just bring your phone with you. It's also way more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're going to lug the phone.
No, but you're talking thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I spend $1,000.
Monthly payments.
Yeah.
Because it's its own service.
You're going to buy a hot one that you would then connect to your phone.
Yeah.
That would be already established as stolen when the person reported it was stolen.
Well, what are you going to call the Apple cops?
You mean the cops?
Oh.
Yeah. They'll come right to you when you say cops and your phone calls them, your watch calls them to you. 252 WCMF. Tommy.
No, you're talking me out of it, man.
I'm for your own good.
I don't want to watch.
For your own good. I'm telling you, don't get it. I'm telling you. Tommy's going to get an Apple Watch on Friday. Because he's concerned about his health. And it works for the health.
Something's going to be dinging all show long.
Seriously. I don't know how to turn off the sound. I don't know how to do it, guys. You think if you watch the live stream, you will see Tommy drift off and start watching the television.
Yeah.
He has to turn his phone upside down when he sits there so he doesn't look at it. Every 30 seconds. And when listeners figure out, when they write you on Instagram, that you're going to look at it every time, that's all we're going to get. Don writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, I've heard of people sticking their watches on their dog and letting it run around to get their steps in to close their ring.
That's sad.
What's the point?
Well, how sad is that?
You just want that metal?
Yeah.
So you remember two St. Patrick's days ago, my wife and I caught norovirus.
Yeah.
And we were out of commission. Mm. So I was 30 days away from having a year of perfectly closed rings. I know.
Wow. A record had been set.
So I was all excited. Yeah. I was like counting down the days. We got so sick, I could not get off the couch.
Okay.
And I only burned like 80 calories that day. And it was, I'm like, I'm not going to do this. Like, it was like a friend had died.
Oh, no.
I'm not exaggerating. And I was trying to figure out any way that I could.
The day the ring died.
But no, seriously. I was like, how do I do this? Because I don't want to lose this streak because it's not my fault. I'm not being lazy.
You're being penalized.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, I should have a
bus. Now you know how Russia feels when they can't fly their flag at the Olympics.
I didn't kill anybody.
What do they do, anybody?
But I should have an 800-day streak that got blown because I got sick. Oh, and it still bothers me.
My God, I call that you is, Mark McGuire.
Do you realize how psychotic you sound?
No, I know. And look, I should not be this way. Do not get this watch.
Sounds like fun.
Does this sound fun to you?
It doesn't sound like fun.
Like right now, I'm behind in my calories. I'm only at 136 calories.
Nobody asked you.
I should be at 150.
Nobody asked you how many calories you burned today.
Oh, what happened? What happened? Mark my
You'll
words.
Never be able to enjoy being lazy again.
Bingo.
You will never have a lazy day that you can just kick back.
But
and
that's
say, I'm
good
not
for
doing
somebody.
Anything today.
I age because if I sit, I die.
No, because
it's okay to enjoy a lazy day every now and then.
My lazy day is called my last day on earth.
I die.
Your body needs a lazy day every once in a while, and she's right.
No. Buddy Mike says
one.
No.
Hashtags no days off. Hashtag stay ready. She don't gotta get ready.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm a finely tuned athlete. You.
Oh yeah. You're a ring athlete or a wreathless.
Did you hear? I should have an 800-day ring.
That's what I hear.
I don't know if you heard. We'll wrap it up with Nick. He writes us on Instagram. He says, imagine the boozy-ass watch he's going to get. P.S. Tommy, the new iPhone and watch come out September 20th. Why not wait?
Oh. Will they get a better one?
Yeah.
We'll get like the newest one.
No, I don't want to spend too much.
Well,
it's a lot of money.
Oh, is that chin-ass bitch-ass can't afford nothing, Tommy? I got an Apple Watch. Check it out. You got to draw the time on it with a pen, but it's still pretty cool. Bro, go get the $100 version. That's all you need.
$100 to my wrist green.
We tried.
Yeah.
We did our best. Let's take
this. This isn't the end of this.
Well, no, he's going to come in on Monday or next week.
Yeah.
And, ooh, check it out. Okay.
I'll be flat. I'll be blinging.
You're the last.
Blingy boy.
You're the last person in the. Spazano, Billy Kidd, Moose, Breezy, Hope, TJ, and I all have Apple Watches.
So just me and Kimmy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll just be down to Kimmy.
It's like coming in and bragging you got a Datsun. Check it out, guys.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Folks are afraid of teenagers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Today, I ask you, is it possible we are afraid of the wrong age group?
Oh.
Because for the story to make sense, we need more information.
Okay.
But not just that. We would need specific information that shows this man had no choice but to do what he was accused of doing for his own safety for the story to not be terrifying. And it doesn't seem, at least according to police time.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Summer's coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
But the hits keep coming from our favorite summer city.
Oh, Canandaigua?
Canandaigua. We have another one of our famous break room one-line stories.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quote, a 68-year-old man was arrested. 68-year-old man was arrested just before 10:30 last Tuesday after police say he brandished a knife and threatened to kill two underage kids.
Jesus Christ.
So we know there was a disturbance. Okay. But we don't know what the disturbance was that led to this incident. We also do not know the exact age of the kids he threatened with said knife, but we know they are under 17, and that is all the information we have. The 68-year-old man was arrested, charged with endangering the welfare of a child, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. He was taken to the Ontario County Jail for arraignment. First off, how old you are, I think, will depend on how you hear these allegations. Because Kimmy, if I told you a 68-year-old man threatened two teenagers with a knife, your first thought about that man would be?
Overreaction.
Okay. Maybe he's crazy?
Yeah, or like it would... I don't know why, but I assume it was just, it was a small thing that built up to that point.
Okay. Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Like something as simple as like they're being too loud.
Okay. Hey, hey, I'm going to stab you. Tommy, if I tell you a 68-year-old man threatens someone with a knife, your first thought would be?
Off his meds.
Okay.
Or I also want to know what kind of knife.
Oh,
that matters.
Oh, absolutely.
What?
Yeah, I'm kind of with him on that.
Can you give me an example?
Well, if it's a utility knife that he had on him.
Uh-huh.
Or is his wife missing a knife from the kitchen?
Yeah, like did he go and select a knife?
What kind of knife and where was it on him?
Okay. It said he brandished the knife, so he had it out.
All right, so he had it. But that just means he pulled it. He flashed it at him, but I want to know where that knife lived before he pulled it out. Did it live in his pocket?
Uh-huh.
Or did he? Was it a kitchen knife?
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Kitchen knife is even crazier.
Okay. Yeah.
To me.
If you're being stabbed.
Oh, I met him in the moment.
But he's talking about the threat.
I understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. I just find it funny that's the line you want to draw. Like, hey, man. Hey, man. If he was going to stab him with a knife he already had, it's a better situation. He's not crazy enough to stab you with a knife he had to go get. He's only a little crazy stabbing you with a knife he already possessed.
Yeah, like a utility knife, like a buck knife.
Okay.
Big difference.
I don't think there's a difference.
Oh, I think there's a huge difference.
I think there's a difference in the choice because if you had to go think about which knife you wanted to use.
I'm
going to
go run to the house and get a knife and I'm going to come back.
That means you're even a little tad crazier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, way more time.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I think there's a decent chance in this story with the lack of information and details. There is a decent chance that you will want to side with the age you are closest to. For example, you just heard Tommy try to justify where the knife came from as to how it would be better or worse.
Now I'm not justifying what he did.
But if there's a but in that story, look, you're either going to identify with the age you are closest to or you're going to identify the ones where the age is closest to the kids that you have. And the sympathy this guy could get would come from the people that think all teenagers are criminals.
Yes.
You know, you see stories of kids stealing cars and racing dirt bikes in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You don't trust these damn kids walking down the street at night with their friends. What man in his late 60s would just threaten a kid with a knife, allegedly, for no reason?
True.
Right?
That's right.
Except this man was arrested for threatening to kill kids with a knife.
Very bad. Should not do that. Stand behind that statement.
Okay. Are you more scared of teenagers or old people right now?
I'm starting to get scared of old men. They seem to be showing up in the news a lot more than teenagers.
A lot more. A
lot of old men.
A lot of them. And I'm dead ass serious when I ask that question.
I fear just driving past a golf course.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Dead ass serious. What makes you more nervous, old man or teenage boy?
I mean, because teenagers don't drink like they used to.
At least according to national.
Right, like all the jackassery seems to be down.
All right, now look.
Compared to my generation.
Different type of jackassery, maybe.
Maybe.
And
or
again,
the same, I don't know.
Look, if we're going to be a fair show, you're right. On the whole, teenagers drinking less.
It doesn't mean
they don't get into trouble.
But they're not having sex. It seems like they've calmed down.
There are still teenagers that drink and get rowdy and go have sex.
But I think the percentages are trending down.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yes.
But the percentage of old men drinking and partying and getting chlamydia going up.
All right, let's break this down. All right, the things that make you the most nervous about teenagers would be what?
Well, you know, they're young and
bad decision making.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get.
Okay, they're not thinking before they act.
They're impulsive. Yeah,
there's a lot of hormones racing.
Okay, they're not fully developed mentally because of the hormones. They'll make mistakes. They won't think through.
Yes.
They think they know everything. Mm-hmm. They don't know crap. Right? That clouds their worldview and it puts them in bad spots. They don't want to listen to the good advice that people give them. There is an ignorance about being a teenager that can be infuriating.
Not thinking about the consequences.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. How are those negative traits any different than a man over 60 years old?
Oh, no, you're right.
Like, when you put them side by side, it's, like, stunning. Men over, if you know a guy over 60, if you got a guy over 60 in your life, are they not impulsive? Because I sit across from a guy who bought 7 tracksuits one day. He's wearing one of them now. Do men over 60 not think they know everything?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Every dad, grandpa at holiday meals? Does every man over 60 not want to listen to what people have to tell them, even if you have the right information?
Something else old men have that young people have.
What's that?
A lot of spare time.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Those two worlds clash.
Think how much spare time your old man has.
Yep.
He's retired now.
Yes,
right?
He does. Gets a lot of pool time in.
I mean, it is.
Bike rides.
A lot of pool
He's 14.
Bike rides and pool time.
He goes and shoots hoop.
No, you're right. When you become 60, you're 14 again.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the best thing.
There's probably, to your point, many more opportunities to interact with those teenagers when your lives are overlapping like that.
But he's
you're
even
doing
fine.
The same activity.
And he's also finding like new things to drink.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like your old man now is like drinking things he probably didn't drink 30 years ago. He has the time he starts experimenting.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, it's part Jello of it. Jello shots, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's funny. Like when
Kahlua starts showing up again.
Don't make your own. I hear it gets
better. No, you'll get the truts.
But like as we talk about the story again out in Canandaigua, 68-year-old man arrested after police say he brandished a knife and threatened to kill underage kids. Those are the only details we have. When you start to line up everything about the personality of teenage boys and the personality of men over 60, to go even further, men over 60 need a lot of help to do the things they want to do with family. Like for example, I know a guy who's going to buy an Apple Watch.
Yeah, questions.
Men over 60 are risky drivers. Men over 60 make bad decisions on massive scales. Also things teenage boys do. And if you think I'm wrong, tell me, 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
And they're also horny. No, but they are.
All right, you're really stuck on this.
No, but like with Viagra, right? Yeah. And we're living longer.
I thought you were talking about.
I mean.
Teenagers.
No, but like.
Well, I mean, teenagers also horny.
Yeah, I mean,
I
you got.
That's
you
what
got,
I thought he was talking about.
You got two horny groups of people.
Okay.
And when you're horny, you do stupid things. It clouds your mind. Listen, man, horny will cloud your mind faster than meth.
Okay.
Can we agree on that?
I mean, so I've never tried
clouds.
Two horny clouds?
You've tried horny, right?
No, try meth. You sound like you're doing a live read for crystal meth.
You've enjoyed horny. Check out Crystal Meth. I'll be at the Crystal Meth Depot this weekend out on the ridge.
Look,
we got heart tickets.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying every elderly person is this.
No, way, obviously right? Not every teenager, but the percentages are not great.
Exactly. For every 25 kids, teenagers, there's a troublemaker. And I think the same argument, same ratio can be made for old guys, too.
Might be a little higher in old guys.
No, look, I know we bust a lot of balls. There are a ton of kind old men, sweet old women that live down the street, and they want to talk about their flowers, and they want to talk about the baseball game or whatever. But those reputations for those older folks that are just living their lives and having a good time get ruined by the guy who yells at your buddy for touching a blade of grass when he's trying to park for a party at your house.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got folks waiting patiently. Again, we're talking about this story. 68-year-old man, according to police, brandished a knife and threatened to kill two underage kids out in Canandaigua. He was arrested, charged with a whole bunch of stuff, taken to the Ontario County Jail for arraignment. Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Victor, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Wait, this horny Vic?
You guys keep talking as if underage kids aren't dangerous. You keep saying underage, like, underage, they're innocent little children. They're not, man. If you're walking down the streets in Canandaigua, would you rather come across a group of 68-year-old men or a group of 18-year-old teenagers? I'm going with the 68-year-old
men. In Canandaigua? The teenagers?
Yeah.
Without question.
It doesn't matter. Dude, it doesn't. Have you been not watching the news? Do you not know what teenagers can do in a group?
Wait. What happened? What did I miss, Victor?
You didn't miss the kids riding through the streets on their dirt bikes. You don't miss the fights at the lake. You don't.
Victor, when did this happen, Victor? Hey, Victor, did you not just hear the story we did about a 68-year-old man threatening to kill kids with a knife, according to police? Did you not hear the story we did yesterday of the guy in his 60s that was buck-ass naked in his driveway? Did you not hear the stories we did last week? Victor, Hear what I said a second ago. I am not here to suggest that every old person is a bad person. In fact, I think the majority are good people, just like I think that teenagers, the majority are good. But where we direct our anger is interesting when you put these two kinds of people side by side, and they're the exact same person.
No, they're not. When you put those kids, when they put that group of people side by side, I'll take the older men all day, every day, 24/7.
Because you're an old guy and you can keep up with them.
Dude, I know you guys haven't been living under a rock. You know what teenagers can
do,
right?
Bro, I come into the city of Rochester every day at 3 o'clock in the morning. Across the street from me, when I walk in, there's a bunch of teenagers drinking and playing music in their car on the top of the parking garage. Yeah, I'm aware. I was a teenage boy, too. Victor, how old are you?
56.
Okay, so that's why you identify and feel victimized.
I've been both ages, so I know.
But you're closer.
I don't just identify with the one older age because I'm older. I know what teenagers can do. We were a-holes back then.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of kid, Victor.
Don't sell yourself short. You're still horny Vic with a hot stick.
I mean, Vic, you did call up and get awfully mad about a conversation on a radio show at 56 years old.
I know, but it's just like you guys don't see how dangerous teenagers can be.
Vic, how far are you right now from a knife?
Yeah. How about 16 inches. 16 inches from my blade.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You carry a blade on you at all times?
Well, that's just a cutter. You know what I'm saying? Just a cutter.
I heard it depends on what kind of knife it is.
Yes, that's true.
If there's three teenagers, you guys keep saying underage kids, if there's three 18-year-olds coming after this guy, and that's all he's got as a knife on him, what is he supposed to do?
No, but I'll ask you this question before we let you go. Vic, the man was arrested. The kids were not. So unless you don't, hold on. Unless you believe that the police got this wrong, unless you believe the police did their job poorly and did not arrest the kids for... Hold on. Victor, time out. Time out, Victor.
Watch out, he's got a knife.
Unless you believe the police did their jobs poorly and did not arrest the teenagers for doing something illegal, the man here is in the wrong. If
you
the allegations are true.
Arrest the kids for threatening the old man or brand, you know what I'm saying? Or just surrounding him and saying, we're going to do this to you. How are you going to arrest kids for that?
That's called menacing. That's illegal. It's against the law.
That would be a threat.
Yeah.
It is.
Arrest them.
What? So you think the cops dropped the ball? The cops didn't do their job?
I don't think the cops can do their job because you can't arrest these teenagers anyway.
No, really?
Right?
That's weird because I just heard on the news teenagers are getting arrested all the time from a guy named Vic that called the show.
Well, who's going to arrest them? The teenage cops?
You mean the cops?
13 minutes later, they're out of jail, dude. You can't arrest these teenagers, and they know it.
But wait a minute. How are they in jail in the first place if they got arrested?
Well, they go to 13 minutes.
All right, in the precinct, whatever.
Okay, precinct.
You can't even hold
in the precinct. You're not above the law. Give me your badge, Tommy. Victor, great talking to you, buddy.
You see, you got Victor all worked up.
No, but Tommy, you don't understand.
Don't give Victor a knife.
You can't arrest.
You already got it.
You can't arrest these kids.
No.
You can't arrest these kids.
Well, they're out in 13 minutes.
Because when you do arrest these kids, they're out in 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Therefore, the cops are not doing their jobs, but they are doing their jobs because the kids can't be arrested, even though when they get arrested, they get out too quickly and then get back out and get arrested again because he's been seeing stories about kids being arrested, even though in this case they were not arrested because they don't arrest kids.
Well, what if they circle me and start threatening me?
Oh, you mean menacing you? That's not against the law because when they're teenagers, you can't arrest them, even though they're in jail because he's been seeing stories about them being
arrested. But they circled me.
What? You got circled?
I got circled.
Okay. I have a headache. I have a headache right now. And I would like to thank Victor, I think, for proving my point.
Proving that you don't want to be to confront a group of Victors.
Would you? What would you do, Kimmy, if three Victors surrounded you? 16 inches from a box cutter.
Well, so I got three old men.
What?
Yeah.
Three old men.
Yeah.
Circle you. Uh-huh. Well, you join their militia. I think you have something to do on a Saturday night.
You know what's funny, too?
What's that?
And I'm dead ass serious when I say this. What? And if you want to do it yourself, you can go to a website. It's called FingerLakes1.com. They do news for the Finger Lakes.
Oh, I thought that was a dirty site.
It might be. There are four stories of men over the age of 50 that were arrested for fights, assaults, menacing, things like that. I didn't want to do all those stories today. So I picked one. So if you want to tell me it doesn't happen on a regular basis, you can go to the website yourself.
All right.
All right. Let's take a break.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Every moment since the end of last season for these NFL players has led to this day.
This is it.
There are going to be some people that are over the moon excited that their career is about to start. They're going to make a living playing a kid's game.
Yeah.
There are some players today that are going to find out the dream that they had is finally dead.
At you go, softy.
It's time to go find yourself a real job. But for Bills fans, today will not be the day that it used to be.
There are no shockers?
Shouldn't be.
Okay.
And that is a good thing. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Today is officially NFL cutdown day. The Bills already started. They cut six people a couple of days ago, but those were names, unless you're a diehard Bills fan, you are not familiar with. Yesterday, word is that they have released quarterback Shane Bouchel, or as I like to call
him. Oh, the French Connection?
Bouchel. And backup quarterback Mike White. So it looks like Mitchell Trubisky has won the backup quarterback job. There is a chance that Bouchel and White end up on the practice squad, which they've been the last couple of years. And here's the thing. Today, when they put out that final list of cuts for the Bills, Kimmy, there's almost a 100% chance there won't be any surprises.
Yeah, like I said, I think the only thing people were really curious about was who's going to back up Josh. Like, that was the most... I wouldn't even call it controversial, but that was maybe the tightest race that people had their eyes on.
And after
that,
second,
and like who's going to fill in for injured players.
Okay.
But other than that, I can't think of like a really tight race where you were thinking like, oh man, who's it going to be?
Like the top of the roster is locked in. All the guys that are going to get legit time.
Yeah.
There aren't any long-term Bills fan favorites or names that most fans will know that were on the bubble. The big question, I think, if you've been watching the Bills and you're a diehard fan, is will wide receiver Tyrell Shavers make the team?
Okay.
And I think he makes that team today. And I think it's important,
Tommy. What about Buffalo Joe?
He's going to make that team. Yeah. They cut Baylen Spector.
What? Earlier, love that name.
In training camp so he could have that job.
Oh. It kind of feels like there were also enough injuries, too, where that provided, that made a lot of decisions for the Bills already.
Yeah, good point. And I think right now,
it
is important we take this time to look back and appreciate how far we have come as Bills fans the last 10 to 15 years. Because it wasn't all that long ago, Kimmy, that guys who were on the bubble in camp, folks that could have been kept or cut, ended up playing like significant snaps halfway through the regular season.
Okay, so it was a little bit more drama.
Well,
which is fun.
It went from you're probably not good enough to make this team to now you're starting middle linebacker.
We need you.
Yes, exactly. Like,
you know your starters.
Remember the year we drafted E.J. Manuel? He and Kevin Cobb. Remember Kevin Cobb?
I remember E.J. Manuel. I don't remember the Cobbster.
Oh,
Kevin Cobb. Kevin Cobb was a veteran NFL quarterback. They brought him into play so E.J. Manuel could sit on the bench and watch. Mm. He was, his career ended.
Oh, I do remember this dude now.
When he slipped on a wet mat on the track at Fisher, hit his head, and suffered a concussion.
Mm. He's done.
Both of them got hurt. We almost had undrafted quarterback Jeff Toole starting opening day. By the way,
the toolbox?
Jeff Toole started a game later that season, a game the Bills lost. Think of the names that we cut or traded back in the day during training camp.
I don't remember half these names.
Fred Jackson, you remember?
Well, Fred Jackson was the king.
He was cut in training camp. Sammy Watkins, you remember?
I remember him.
He was traded in training camp. And then there were the guys you were worried that were going to get picked up and have great careers other places, right? That's not something Bills fans really worry about anymore.
No.
Like, Kimmy, has there been a player on the bubble that someone on the bubble right now that you worry 8 years we're going to regret letting that guy walk?
Maybe not so much regret, but there were some guys, I guess, that had a little bit of success other places. Who was the receiver that went to the Giants?
Isaiah Hodgins?
Was it Isaiah Hodgins? Either way, there was a couple guys who were like, they had pops other places, but I wouldn't call them like superstars. They just, you know, they were able to come in and help out other teams.
Like, except for this TV show.
But I think why you didn't really care or notice is because the Bills were doing fine without them, you know?
What?
You were saying, I'm sorry?
It's going to suck for the HBO show.
Oh, that's weird. Because I remember somebody a couple of months ago saying this was going to be a very boring Hard Knocks because one, everything was all set in stone, and two, the team wasn't going to give them access.
But it sucks.
Oh, did it suck?
You know what really sucked was James Cook. Because usually when those guys are like having like contract problems, they're pissed off, they're vocal. He's like,
wait, you were
nothing. He was like a nothing guy. And then he's sitting in the office going, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to play.
Yeah. It was like, that's a good thing.
No, it's a lousy show.
You wanted him to
some drama.
Show more emotion?
Yes. Like, he was an MF in the team or something.
Yeah, because he wanted a new contract.
Yeah, but those other guys do it all the time.
Yeah, because, I mean, it seems like the Bills have a really good culture inside the locker room.
They're not very entertaining.
That's good.
They're going to go nowhere on HBO. HBO will never talk to them again.
252 WCMF, I think you hit the topic sentence of this discussion.
They're boring.
A boring football team.
Well, they better win.
Is a good football team.
Well, they better get a goddamn Super Bowl.
Kimmy.
Boring asses.
With today being final cuts for the Buffalo Bills and the rest of the NFL teams. Outside of injuries, which suck but are cruel and random.
Yeah.
You're not going to run to social media today to see who got cut. There's no quarterback controversy, no running back battle. No one even really fighting for a starting job. We know who the starters are going to be. And it makes the whole idea, to your point, about having Hard Knocks in town even funnier. Oh, wait, what's going to happen? Oh, it's just guys practicing football and making Sundays.
Is that a bad thing, though? Like, shouldn't you want more competition at training camp? Like,
ooh,
I don't know if there's no question as to who's going to be
who's pushing who over there
is good, especially if one of those guys gets hurt, because that means there wasn't really anybody like in the running behind them.
Okay, but I would also argue
hunger.
Not that I just you want more talent than you need.
I get where you're coming from, but I would also argue when you manage to get your draft picks, when you nail your draft picks the way that the Bills do, and you manage to keep them. And keep them under contract, that's who you're rolling with.
So we should be dazzled opening night.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've been dazzled the last five
years. No, I mean, they should light it up.
Bro, you're playing one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
So?
So what?
So let's bring it. Let's do it.
They're going to bring it.
All right.
I love how you get mad that your show sucked because I told you the show was going to suck. And now you're going to take it out on the team who did everything right. They did everything right.
Who wants to watch that?
They paid the guy you said deserved to be paid. They took care of all of their players that needed contracts in the offseason. You got guys begging to come back to this team. Tre'Davious White, Jordan Phillips, who they signed yesterday, 2 days ago. And what are they doing wrong?
Nothing.
Thank you. That's good.
Let's get Rex Ryan back.
You want that guy back?
Oh, my God. He was
with
so
the way
funny.
That ended?
He was funny with the Jets.
He hasn't gotten another job since Buffalo. What does that tell you?
You can still watch him on TV if you want.
No
it's
entertainment.
Still out there.
No entertainment.
No entertainment.
No, you know what I hear?
What's that?
Nobody wants to entertain anymore.
You know, Rex worked it, man.
All right. So at some point today, watch them be like some massive surprise now. I totally jinxed it with this whole fight.
Bloody Tuesday.
Out. I mean, I guess it could be.
Who?
Well, like you said, that's what
I
mean. There.
Like maybe we're the only thing I can think is there's some injury that's more serious than we think, and that's why they get cut.
Okay, but you would put, I mean, but that's not Brandon Bean's style. He usually puts him on IR, lets him get paid, gives him a chance
we'll
to come back and play. I don't know. So we'll see.
Well, relax. Enjoy your day.
There will be somewhere across the league one major holy crap moment.
Yeah.
Like a veteran name player that they just, somebody's got to cut loose.
All right.
And it becomes a race. By the way, did you see yesterday? Amari Cooper, Bills receiver last year, you know. We were wondering why no one had signed him yet. He finally signed with the Eau Claire Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay.
He's back in Las Vegas.
Look at that. Nice. Vegas, baby.
He does not know nor
play
care.
Play his club.
He doesn't what?
He doesn't know nor care about what's happening right now.
Amari Cooper, I remember the name.
Yeah.
What number do you wear?
I don't do the numbers.
You don't do the numbers?
I don't get tied up in the math of the game.
Blasted on the front of their shirt how they are identified by everybody.
What's his number?
18.
No, I thought it was 32.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson. He took O.J. Simpson's number.
He did?
No. Oh. Let's take a break.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.